Dead Man's Chest by Roger L. Johnson, Commander, U.S. Naval Reserve. About the author. Commander Johnson retired from the United States Navy in 1985 after a 21-year career as a naval aviator, which took him to Vietnam on three separate aircraft carriers. He has recently completed a second career as a fire captain with the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection in Northern California. Along with his writing endeavors, Roger has been a published cartoonist and illustrator for 12 years, working for three publishing companies and drawing gag cartoons for two magazines. He and his wife Elizabeth live in Hiuchi, a small hamlet on the outskirts of Crescent City, California, where he continues to write and paint. Preface. They say that the salt content of seawater is identical to that contained in our blood. Maybe that explains why so many of us are drawn to the sea and the wonderful stories it has spawned over the centuries. One of those stories fascinated most of us as children and still holds a special place in our hearts. If you share my love of adventure, then perhaps, like me, you've wondered after that classic threesome, the lice-infested maroon Ben Gunn, the courageous Bristol lad Jim Hawkins, and that most famous of all pirates, the soft-hearted cutthroat Long John Silver. Did they really exist? And if so, what happened to them after their legendary 18th-century adventure? I believe I found the answer to those questions during the summer of 1982, when I chanced upon the handwritten transcript of a 1777 Royal Navy Admiralty investigation that dealt with the attack and near-sinking of HMS King James, a fourth-rate British man-of-war near Andros Island in the Bahamas. There were dozens of similar investigations made by the Royal Navy, but none with the significance of the questioning of Lieutenant Desmond R. Roberts. I was in London that summer to attend a NATO-sponsored leadership symposium for command-grade military officers. Since I had arrived early at Whitehall, 3 days before the first session, I had the entire weekend to collect gifts and keepsakes for my wife and three children. My eldest son, Stephen, had asked that I do some research for a term paper he was writing, so a few minutes before 3 in the afternoon on Friday, I signed into the search room of the House of Lords Record Office in the southern section of Old London. Stephen was writing a term paper on relations between the United States and England following World War I, and had become frustrated at the lack of information contained in our local libraries. My search for the raw material he needed began with parliamentary proceedings of December 1918, the month following the Allied and Central Powers' signing of the armistice. The transcript...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?